All right, we're talking about kids that, with their parents at a bar, the, you know, usually a dad will go and meet some friends or something, take the kid, and you're growing up in the bar.
Somebody said, my dad was a big pool player, took me all the time. One time he left me in the car because I was sleeping, then went inside, I woke up alone and scared.
Oh, man.
He said he recognized the bar and went to go knock on the door crying, and they were like, anyone missing a kid? Aw, he was four.
See?
Or she, I don't know.
Hey, Kirk and Marianne, Zach, what's happening, man? Zach, is this you, buddy? Oh, here we are, right here. Yeah.
All
right,
yeah, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we got you. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, just a real quick story after a real quick point. I grew up before the smoking ban, so I remember when I was a kid, I used to hate going to bars because, you know, if I was wearing a hat or shirt, I'd smell like smoke all day the next day at school.
Oh.
That'd be a little hard to explain at, like, 9, 10 years old.
No question about it. That's like...
Yeah, and then my real quick story is I was at a bar a couple years ago. I was able to drink it this time with my dad, and... there's this little kid there just kind of running around annoying all the patrons and everyone else. And at one point, this random guy just starts screaming at the kid. And the kid's father walks up and decks the guy in the face. And I'm like, Dad, you see that? Oh, my God. My dad goes, oh, yeah, that's Jimmy and Jake. I knew him from high school. They're best friends. 5 minutes later, they're arms around each other. He's buying him a beer, saying sorry.
Oh, Jimmy and Jake.
Yeah, Jimmy and Jake, thanks, man. It happens. You know it does.
Yeah, it does. 98 Rock, what's up?
Yeah, when I was a kid back in the 70s, my dad used to take me to this local bar back in Tennessee, and they had one of those slot machines.
Oh, yeah.
And he would give me quarters to play the slot machines while he sat at the bar and drank and flirted with women.
I like him already.
Yeah.
You know, man.
Till the time he drove into the ditch on the way home.
Oh, Dad.
Oh,
thanks,
driving
man.
Too.
I remember I was living out in Carroll Country. I'd ask my son, "Hey, you want some chicken tenders? Let's go ahead and go to Oscar's Ale House.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some tenders, and then I'd have like a Victory Brewing Company Golden Monkey or something, and then we'd stroll out and I'd be in a good mood back into the
sure.
truck. Let's go. You ready now? Where you want to go?
Yeah,
Walmart,
yeah,
Toys
yeah.
R Us. Where you want to go now?
Way better parent with a little pop.
And then. That's right, a little pop. Jeff in Vegas. Jeff, what's happening, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man.
My parents, back in the day, they took my two siblings and I to Las Vegas, and we went to Fremont Street, and kids under 18 weren't allowed on the gambling floors. However, they were able to sit us on bars at the side of the gambling floor, and they would order us Coke, and then they would go gamble for an hour, and then we'd switch to another casino and do the same thing while they gambled all day.
Hey, they had a method down.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Thanks.
Just get some waitresses to babysit. Somebody said my mother-in-law used to take her grandson, whom she adopted, into the bar. It was a town bar, bringing toys, and it would sit on the floor and play while she was drinking. Sorry. And then she got mad when she heard I told someone what she had done. But I was like, don't do it if you don't want someone to know about it.
Oh, guilted him out.
My folks never took me to the bar, somebody texted in. Didn't want to expose me to that. Instead, I'd watch my grandpa kill a 30-pack every day in his barca lounger. So now I shame drink from the privacy of my couch alone.
Yeah. A lot of people pick up a 24-pack, go home, lazy boy. And then 14, 15 beers later, wake up and go to bed.
Yeah.
Let's take one more here. Kirk and Marianne, what was your deal?
I actually grew up in L.A., and my dad and my mom had a very avid social life, and they would take me with them as an infant everywhere they went. And I actually thank them for it now because I can sleep anywhere.
That's great.
I actually can't sleep if it's silent or completely dark in the room.
Yeah, you have to hear like glass breaking
and smell a cigar burning.
No, my friends and I were taking a road trip once, and they were blasting Slipknot, and I was just passed out in the back.
Right.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Right.
Hey, Kirk and Marianne, go ahead.
My mother used to work at Laurel Meat Market in Laurel, Maryland, and there was a tavern right next door. So when I got off the bus, I'd go see my mom at work, And I'd go over to the tavern and play video games until my stepdad got off of work. And then we'd sit there until mom got off of work. So, and then later in life, my mom played softball for Phil's Bar and Grill, the Phil's Foxes.
Right.
And after all the games, that's where us kids ended up.
That's
so
great.
It's completely understandable, and I turned out all right. I'm a chef on the Eastern Shore now.
That's cool. Hey, thanks for checking in, bro. Phil's Foxes.
A lot of these people do end up being in the industry.
You think?
Someone else said I was allowed to, most of my young childhood, live in bars with my stepmother. Nothing really bad happened until I was around 5. I was running around. I could fill up my own drinks. And, of course, I didn't know what the big red button was underneath the bar. I pressed it. No one knew until the cops came swarming in.
Oh,
a silent alarm.
Yeah.
They had a lot of explaining to do why there was a 5-year-old behind the bar that day.
Yeah. Wow. I remember my dad had a nice bar at the house. A lot of like J&B and Johnny Walker and stuff like that. So I would, like on Fridays, Old Mill have a football game or something. I was
sure.
Like a sophomore. And JV would play another day, but Friday night you go to the football game,
mm-hmm.
And I would have like a little container of like J&B with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
feeling like an adult walking
right.
around, you know what I mean? That was
J&B
nasty. Oh my god, It is not. I mean, even today I don't drink that stuff.
It's always available. Don't have to order it.
It's out there for you.
Yeah, if you want it.